We continue our learning. We are in Nedarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about a person who took a neder from specific types of fruit, and we wanted to know what's the halacha regarding that which is derived from that fruit, like the wine or the oil that comes out of the anavim and the zeisim, respectively. Our Mishnah is going to discuss a case where a person makes a neder from fruit, where that which emerges from it is called by that name. So when it comes to wine, wine is not called wine grapes, grape wine. And oil is not called, well, sometimes we call it olive oil, but generally we call it shemen, yayin and shemen. But I have cases, let's say I have divash, but I describe the divash as divash tamarim, as opposed to divash devorim. So the question is, if I make a neder from tamarim, from dates, do I now prohibit upon myself divash tamarim as well, since I call the divash by divash tamarim, or is that not included in the neder? So the Mishnah says like this, hanoder men hatamarim mutar bidvash tamarim, because we assume, even though we call it divash tamarim, we call it date honey, as opposed to, let's say, bee honey, nonetheless, when a person makes a neder, he's not going to eat dates, he's referring to the date itself, and not that which emerges from the date, and therefore divash tamarim, if it was just the liquid, just the honey of the date honey, would be permitted. Min ha sisvanios, which are winter grapes. These are grapes that are inferior. They don't. They only ripen in the fall, in the winter, and because they're inferior grapes, they would use them for vinegar and not for wine. So if a person makes a neder from sisvanios, mutter bechometz sisvanios, he's able to have the vinegar from the sisvanios, the liquid that emerges from there. And even though you'll say sisvanios are not omnos la'achila, you're not planning on eating them anyway, or you're planning on using them for vinegar, we don't say that, oh, when if he took a neder from sisvanios, we assume he was referring to the vinegar. No. Since he said in his neder, I'm not eating sisvanios, the winter grapes, he's only not able to eat the grapes. The chometz, the vinegar that emerges from there, is permitted. Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera Omer, kol sheshem tolato keruya olav v'noder heimenu, asur af bayotze heimenu. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, if I have a, disagrees with the Tanakhama, if you have a pri, that which comes, that which, the derivative of that pri, is called by the pri itself, like divash tamarim, as we've explained, date honey, or chometz sisvanios, where the vinegar of the sisvanios grapes, so, and it's not just called dvash stam or chomet stam, and you took a neder from the pri, you're not permitted to have even the derivative. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, against the Tanakhama. V'chachamim matirin. The chachamim permit. Now, who are the chachamim? We have a Tanakhama already. What does it mean the chachamim permit? So the Gemara explains that the chachamim are referring to the one who took a neder from the sisvanios, from those inferior winter grapes, which are used primarily for the vinegar. Where, according to the Tanakhama, says really this is really a third opinion, because according to the Tanakhama, such a person who made a neder from sisvanios, he's allowed to have the chometz of the sisvanios, but he can't have the sisvanios fruits themselves. What the Chachamim are coming to do here is they're coming to argue and say they permit the sisvanios, interestingly, and prohibit the chometz sisvanios. Just the opposite. Why? After all, didn't the person take a neder? I'm taking neder kona malai sisvanios. The Chacham will say, no, I'll tell you why. Because a person takes a neder from something that you typically don't eat, but rather, what do you have? You have the derivative of that. So then he's allowed to have the fruit itself and not which comes out from it. Because we assume that that's what his kavana was. I mean, he took a neder. And therefore, a person who took a neder from sisvanios, according to the Chachamim, it's the exact opposite. You cannot have the derivative, which is the chometz, which is the vinegar, which is what it's used primarily for, but you can have this sisvanios, the pri itself, even though the neder was from the Sisfanios. That's the Chachamim's opinion, disagreement with the Tanakhama. But that's only with respect to the case of these inferior grapes, the Sisfanios. As opposed to the Tamarim, even the Chachamim agreed to the Tanakhama that if you took a neder from Tamarim, you're allowed to have Devash Tamarim, but you can't have Tamarim themselves, since the Tamarim themselves are omdim na'achila, people do eat them. And in that way, the Chachamim would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, which was the second opinion in the Mishnah. Perek Vav Mishnah Tes. Hanoder men hayayin. A person, let's say, said, Konam yayin alai. Mutter b'yein tapuchim. He's allowed to have yein tapuchim. So yein tapuchim is apple wine. So here it's also, it can be fermented, and you have certain wine from apples that we call it apple wine, even though it's not from grapes. So obviously yayin stam refers to yayin from grapes, and therefore he's permitted to have any liquid from apples. Min hashem, and a person took a neder from shemen stam, mutter b'shemen shumshemen. He's allowed to have the oil that comes from sesame oil, because stam shemen we assume is olive oil, shemen zayis, and not shemen shum shemin. The Gemara says this only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but in Bavel, where they would use sesame oil primarily, even more than olive oil, then when you say stam shemen in an eder, in fact, it's the reverse. You're referring to sesame oil in Bavel, and you're allowed to have shemen zayis, unless, of course, you specify. Min ha-devash, person who took an eder from devash, mutter b'devash, Tamarim, he's allowed to have devash, date honey. Why is he allowed to have date honey? Because we assume devash stam refers to bee honey. Menachomets, a person took a neder from vinegar, mutter b'chomets sisvanios. Because generally speaking, chomets generally vinegar is wine that is fermented and become wine vinegar. So that's what stam chomets is. And it's not chomets sisvanios. Chomets sisvanios is just the wine that coming out from those inferior grapes. So if you make an eder min ha-chometz, he's allowed to have chometz from sisvanios. Min ha-creation, person took an eder from creation. So this is a leek. Mutter ba-kaflotos, he's allowed to have kaflotos. What are kaflotos? That are a type of leek. They have some type of top to them. So here is leeks that have a head on top. So then we assume that that's not included in the regular creation. So creation, yes, are included, which is similar, the leek a little bit like an onion, but he's allowed to have kaflotos, even though it's a species of creation of leek, nonetheless, since they have a separate name, they're not included in the neder of sisvanios, because they're called kaflotos. Min ha-yarok, person took a neder, a konam alai yarok, vegetables, mutter b'yarkos ha-sadeh. He's allowed to have vegetables of the field, wild vegetables, from neshehu, shame levai. Because this is a description. What does it mean? Yarak is one thing. Yarkos ha-sadeh is described. They're not called Yarkos Tam. They have a shem levai. They have a descriptive name. So because of that, since they're called Yarkos ha-sadeh, you specifically add on the word sadeh, which means that they're wild. So Yarkos themselves, Yarak does not include Yarkos ha-sadeh, because you have Yarkos Tam and then you have Yarkos ha-sadeh. However, person who took a neder from Yarok Stam in the Shemitah year, since we don't have garden vegetables in general because they only grow with avoda, with work, and you're not permitted to do that work in the Shemitah year, and therefore, what do people do? They make use of the wild vegetables that grow on their own. So then in the Shemitah year, when you say Stam Yarek, so then you're not allowed to have Yarkos HaSadeh, because we assume that's what you had in mind, and you are allowed to have Yarkos Gino. We assume you didn't have that in mind. That's all true where in Eretz Yisrael they would not bring vegetables, import them from Chutz Laaretz. But if they bring them from Chutz Laaretz, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to have both wild vegetables and even Yarkos HaGino, because they would be imported.